You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Maiken Scott. This week, the Forbes Under 30 Summit in Philadelphia brought together over 1,000 members of the magazine's 30 Under 30 list, together with business leaders and mentors. The lineup of speakers included Monica Lewinsky and Questlove. And within city limits, there was a heated discussion whether this event was cool or not. But that's not for us to decide. Rather, we sent two Pulse reporters, Carolyn Beeler and Todd Bookman, to scope out some of the interesting developments. Todd, you cover innovation, so what caught your fancy?
Yeah, so one of the events that I thought was pretty representative of the entire conference was this competition called the $400,000 pressure cooker. So startups were given the chance to pitch live on stage in front of hundreds of their peers to a team of investors that included Steve Case. He's the founder of AOL, and he would help select a winner. And the day before the competition, I was actually able to catch up with one of the five finalists.
My name is Morgan Berman. I'm the founder of Milk Crate. We're an app to help you live more sustainably. It's kind of like a hyperlocal green Yelp, but the plan is to make it a digital hub for the sustainability community everywhere.
So, Todd, what exactly does Milk Crate do?
Yeah, so Berman is this 29-year-old entrepreneur. She comes from a family of entrepreneurs. And her product, this app called Milk Crate, is designed to help people live more sustainably in their own neighborhoods. So things like signing up for a local CSA or learning how to compost in your apartment, finding a restaurant in your neighborhood that sources locally, all that in one single app. And so she was given the opportunity to pitch this.
All right, our next pitcher, a company called Milk Crate. Right here in Philadelphia. Oh, hometown favorite.
So she's live on stage, lights, cameras, the whole thing, and she was certainly more composed than I would have been.
At the core of what we're doing is bringing together three different groups: consumers who care about living sustainably, businesses who are passionate about the way they run their companies, and the organizations that champion them all.
So how did they do?
Well,
We did amazing. We lost, but we were amazing. Yeah. we didn't win, but we have gotten so much positive feedback from what happened here today that, like, it's still fantastic. And I'm really, really glad and grateful that we got to be here.
So who did win this competition?
The money went to a different startup, a California-based company called Enru. And it's this online shop for goods produced in socially conscious ways, kind of like a hip 10,000 villages if you've ever been in one of those types of stores. Berman told me that, you know, as an entrepreneur, she is very used to hearing the word no. And she's pretty sure that there's going to be a lot more yeses from Milk Crate in the future. So I think, you know, she looked at this entire event on the whole as definitely a positive for her company.
And Carolyn Beeler, you also went to the Under 30 Summit. What piqued your interest?
Well, I went to a panel called Stemming the Bro Culture on how to attract and retain more women to jobs in science, tech, engineering, and math in tech hubs like Silicon Valley.
And I guess it was so titled to perhaps ruffle some feathers, but one might ask, what is the big problem here?
I think there are a couple issues. First is it's an economic equality issue for women. STEM careers are well paid, and it's a very quickly growing field. So, you know, trying to get toward equality and opportunity and income for women. I think engineers especially are creating the products and the programs that are going to be shaping our world for the next 50 to 100 years. So a diversity of different perspectives in coming to those solutions is important. So women and minorities are obviously important in that area. And also, there's been a lot of talk recently of harassment and hostile workplace environments for women in these predominantly male-dominated fields, like Gamergate, a scandal that's been brewing lately. I think the dearth of women in these fields, especially computer programming, was very well put by a questioner at the end of this panel that I went to.
When I entered undergrad in 2001 in the computer science department at my school, there were more students named David than women. So this is fantastic.
So he then asked, he's a startup founder, he asked, how can I bake into my company right now when I'm first starting out a more women-friendly environment? What do I need right now?
Women right now. You need to be able to put women in a position of power and authority now before it's too late.
That was Julie Ann Horvath. She's a prominent Seattle developer and designer. And Girls Who Code founder Reshma Shajani stressed family-friendly policies.
For us, we have 5 months paid parental leave, paid leave. You know, I can't afford it, but we do it. So I think that really thinking about what your policies are really, really, really important.
Yeah, do you have a new mother's room at your office yet? Even if you don't have a new mother, start setting that bar now.
That sounds lovely, Carolyn, a new mother's room. And we've also heard about companies in Silicon Valley now offering egg freezing. But is that what's keeping women from these careers?
Well, I think that's looking at sort of the end game, you know, women once they're already in the workplace. But there is a lot of evidence that girls start losing interest in science, technology, and math pretty early on. So there's a lot that can be done in education to keep girls interested in their science and math classes and teach them from an early age the kind of skills that are going to create a pipeline of female employees in STEM careers. So one of the speakers on this panel was the founder of Girls Who Code, which teaches girls how to code to try to prepare them for this workplace. I think there are other important initiatives with mentorship and providing strong examples of women in tech for young girls.
Carolyn Beeler, Todd Bookman, thank you so much for reporting back from the Forbes Under 30 Summit, which was held in Philadelphia this week.